New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell both have to take time away from preparing for the upcoming season today. That's because a federal judge in New York has ordered both to appear in court today to continue their negotiations over the 4-game suspension Goodell gave Brady in Deflategate. Among those watching the case is Professor Michael McCann, the director of the sports law program at the University of New Hampshire. He'll be teaching a class on Deflategate this fall. He expects reaching a settlement in the case to be difficult.
It's difficult to see where the middle ground is between these two sides in a settlement. Brady, he clearly insists that he did nothing wrong. It's hard to accept any settlement because if he settles, it will be perceived as an admission of guilt by some. Whereas the NFL, I think, wants to ensure that Brady be suspended.
The court hearing today begins as a public session before it probably goes private. Do you expect much meaningful negotiation to happen in public in this regard?
No, I think it will begin with formality. Each side will make a brief statement. And the judge will likely then bring them to his private chambers where they'll have a real discussion.
Judge Richard Berman clearly seems to want both sides to work it out between themselves. What's he doing at this point to encourage some sort of settlement?
Well, Judge Berman is putting them in the same room is the key and telling them in so many words, your best play here is to reach a deal. Because if I have to make a decision, one of you will lose. And you could avoid that outcome by simply agreeing on some type of reduced punishment.
You think this effort to reach agreement will work?
Probably not. I think it's unlikely given the rhetoric that we've seen and given how much each side has dug in that they're likely to reach a deal today, but that doesn't mean one won't be reached later on. The judge is not expected to make a decision until September, so it isn't as if the settlement talks today are a one-shot deal.
Well, let's look at this from both points of view for just a second. And in this way, the NFL seems to be defending its authority in the collective bargaining agreement with a players' union to hand down discipline. So can it maintain that authority if it agrees to any sort of settlement?
Well, I think it could maintain that authority provided the settlement isn't a complete reduction of Brady's punishment. Let's say it goes down to 2 games. The NFL could say, we are doing this as a way of ending a legal dispute that has dragged on, and we understand Tom Brady's position and that this is, we believe, an appropriate resolution. But it is true that the NFL has to be cautious and that it doesn't want to create incentives for players to go to court when they're suspended, which is one reason for the NFL not to accept any kind of settlement. On the other hand, the NFL could lose, and that's a danger for the NFL, where if Tom Brady wins, that would create even more incentive for players to go to court. So it's a tricky matter for the NFL and for Brady.
All right. From the players' union point of view now, it seems the players' union wants to require fairness in punishments and adherence to precedents. Can it possibly achieve that goal if it agrees to a settlement or if Brady agrees to a settlement through the players' union, I should say?
I think a settlement where Brady's punishment is reduced to a fine or even a 1-game suspension, the Players Association would likely consider that a victory. I think the Players Association would look at that and say, we use the litigation process to check, in essence, Roger Goodell's authority in a way that we were unable to accomplish in the collective bargaining agreement. So I think the Players Association would be amenable to a significant reduction of the penalty.
You mentioned that the judge doesn't have to decide until September. Do you think that by September we will finally have an end to Deflategate?
Probably, but it's not certain because if no settlement is reached and the judge issues a decision in September, it can be appealed. So we may not actually have resolution of Deflategate until later this fall, even potentially beyond, depending upon how the litigation process continues.
Professor Michael McCann, thanks a lot for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Professor McCann is Director of Sports Law at the University of New Hampshire.